Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive. In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Let's get back into this message series with Pastor Rogers. Let's go back into the message with Pastor Rogers today.
We see ourselves as we really are when we see it the way God does. A form of what could be. He sees us and God sees us and he's trying to communicate to us, I've got to have power inside of my church. Not just going to church and through the forms. Not just singing a few songs and hearing a sermon and walking out the door. The church, listen very carefully. The church is the only organic creation of God that stands in the way of Satan's complete control right now. So dry pulpits make for powder in the pew. And the reality of our calling is not to prophesy another blessing upon one another, but to see the valley of dry bones in this society, in the church and out of the church, and affect change. We are to be salt and light. The influence of that world should not be more on us than we are on it. We've got to see the world and the church the way God sees it. And I know we don't want to admit this, but I'm telling you, if we had the power of God flowing in our churches like we need to, we would see signs, wonders, and miracles. Come on, let's quit trying to fake this thing. We know when it's real and we know when it's not. How many of you know what I'm talking about? You know when it's real, and the last thing you want is a faker. Come on. I don't need a faker. I don't need somebody who's got a little earpiece in their ear telling me to stretch out my short leg. I need to know, is the power of God here? Is he real? And if he is, then God said, I'll use believers, not professional, believers to lay hands upon the sick and they shall recover. Oh, Lord, that's what I'm looking for today, is where you walk down the mall and you're at the ball game or wherever you are and you agree with somebody in prayer and suddenly God sends the wind of his spirit and there calls a resurrection and a healing and a salvation to take place. The reality of our calling is that we're to be salt and light and to see this world right now, just like Ezekiel saw it scattered all around, dry and broken, and then be able to look at those bones in their current state and shout, live! Well, that looked pretty silly, didn't it? Live. That's exactly what Ezekiel was doing. And the church stood around him like you did just now and said, the prophet has lost his mind. The preacher is preaching something and nothing's happening. See, that's the reason. You got to be here next Sunday. That's the reason why that people have stopped praying, is because they don't see the results that they think they want. And as a result of it, people have died. People have gotten sick. Somebody sent something to me the other day. Why are the people of God getting COVID? Because, ladies and gentlemen, we live in a fallen world. And just because you're a Christian does not mean that you're not going to deal with the stuff that's down here. And besides that, how can this world know the healing power of Christ if nobody gets sick and nobody prays a prayer of faith? The great evangelist Smith Wigglesworth suffered with kidney stones all of his life, but raised people from the dead by the power of God. I want you to know you may be dealing with things, but it doesn't mean you're not supposed to speak over the bones and believe that God is able. And God asked the question of Ezekiel, can these bones live? And that's what I want to ask you this morning. When you're looking around at all that we've been dealing with, here's the question of the day. Can the bones live? Wait a minute. Before you're too quick to say yes, I'm more thinking that we're probably in line with Ezekiel, who said, oh Lord, you know, because the way it looks right now, Looks like COVID is in charge and the church has no power. Come on, talk to me. Let's talk real here this morning. Can these bones live? Oh, I believe it. You believe it in church, but will you believe it tomorrow? Will you believe it enough whenever they come to your own house and say, listen, you can't be going back to church anymore? Can these bones live? Ezekiel said, I don't know. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if it can survive or not. It is so messed up. The world is so messed up. I know it was once a mighty army. We see the evidence of all these bones. There was a lot of people out here fighting in this valley. It was once a great family. It was once a great life. But now it looks hopeless. And as much faith. Isn't it amazing? Isn't it amazing? People preaching faith now. And I'm wondering where you're at. I recall when Pastor John Hagee was preaching in the pulpit, he tells the story of a guy who walked in the middle of the service with a pistol and walked all the way down the aisle coming at him. He said he remembers those that were the super spiritual, tongue-talking, mighty power of God people scattered. And nobody was between him and that guy's shooter except one little old grandmother who stepped out in the middle of the aisle. You better hear what I'm saying. We're living in a time period when we don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, and you don't know when you're going to have to tap in on something. And when you are at a place where you're looking at a situation and it looks hopeless, I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's never that bad whenever God is in the middle of the situation, if you trust him. Here's a question. Have you ever seen it so bad that you yourself don't even know if it can survive? Pastor, my kids are this, my marriage is this, my church, whatever that it may be, my business and all that's going on is scattered all over the place, and I'm not sure. And I'm just going to tell you, can we be real? Because all you spiritual folk out there said, yeah, these bones can live. But first of all, you need to know these are plastic bones. Now, God can make it live if he wants to. And I want you to know, if these bones get up behind me this morning and snap together, my sermon is over right then. I just want to let y'all know. Ooh, somebody pray. When we get to the point where we see the situation as being so bad and we don't know that if it can survive or not, we tend to roll to the point where we say, well, I guess I'll just have to accept it the way it is. Some folks are sitting in this building today watching online and you're already dead. Oh, you're a walking, what is that show? Walking, oh, y'all know that show, I see. Walking Dead. Do you think that's just some concept that some guy had in Hollywood and put it down on a paper? It's one of the most watched programs of all time. You know why? Because it describes where many people in this world are at. The Bible says, before we came to Jesus Christ, we were dead in trespasses and sin. We had no knowledge of God, no God consciousness. We were not alive. We were walking around, getting up, going to work, coming home, eating dinner, going to bed, get up, go to work, and come home. But when Jesus comes in, he gives us hope beyond hope to let us know that no matter what it looks like right now, I am the God of the resurrection. You may feel like Ezekiel this morning, Lord, only you know. Only you know if these bones can live, because I'm telling you right now where they're at right now. Come on, where's God's man of faith and power? I got preachers all over this house. Somebody touch and agree. Get us some oil over here. Come on, Pooh. We need some oil over here. We need somebody who knows how to put the leg bone to the hip bone and the hip bone back to the foot bone and all that kind of stuff. And we prayed and prayed, and it didn't turn out like we thought. The first order of business is to admit and confess where we are. Lord, we're in need of you. We're in need of you so bad. Many times we can't see it until God opens our eyes to see it. And I want you to write it down, Jeremiah 29:11, because here's what the Bible says. God is thinking a thought about you. Look at your neighbor and tell him God's thinking a thought about you. And he said it's a thought of good and not of evil to give you an expected end. So you know what that says to these dry bones? Do you know what it says to all of you and all of you that are watching online? There is still hope for you no matter what it looks like, because in the mind of God, he's thinking a thought that you're not even thinking about. The reality is we need God to fix it. Can these bones live? I don't know. So Ezekiel said, I prophesied as I was commanded. Have you ever spoken the word in mere obedience, but you didn't feel a thing? Is there anybody with me on that right there? That you just spoke the word, but you said, I ain't feeling nothing. You might be shocked to know that there have been more than one time that I've stepped into this pulpit and I didn't feel nothing. And I want you to know something. I'm doing it the right way, and so are you. Because faith is not about your feelings. Faith is not a blind leap into the dark. Faith is to say, I trust the God who died on the cross for my sin, and that is the evidence of my faith, and so I'm going to leave my faith right there. Am I talking to anybody here this morning? I hope you hadn't gone to sleep on Christmas cookies. I came to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, that when I prophesy, many times I'm not saying out there, Lord, I feel like my son or daughter's going to come back. But I speak the word of God over their life and say, in Jesus' name, you're coming back home just like the word said, because I'm putting the word on you now. I had a member of my church call me many years ago right here in this sanctuary. I'd pulled up. I know the spot right now. I could take you over to the Sonic across the street. Went over there to get one of them strawberry limeades. By the way, it wasn't fasting day. And so I went over there and I started to get in the line, but I never made it to the line because I got a call by one of my good members here, one of the good folk at Pace Assembly. And they said, Pastor, I need you to call. I need you to pray with me. I'm sitting right now in the lowest part in the pit, inside of a dirt pit right now, and I'm in distress and I need help from God. My son is running in the opposite direction and I don't know what else to do. I've run to the last end of this thing and I don't know who to go to and what to do. I just need you to pray with me. I want you to know that daddy and mama kept holding on and kept speaking the word and kept prophesying over dead bones. And I want you to know that last Sunday I saw their boy walking in the door. He's been walking with the Lord now for a while. I came to tell you, don't you discount the word of God. No matter what it looks like, when God speaks, it will come back to life. I wish somebody would give God praise by faith. So I prophesied as I was commanded. I want you to know, more times than not, I stand in this pulpit and preach as I'm commanded, not because I always feel it, but because I always know it. Secondly, you must hear and speak by faith the word of the Lord. He said in verse 4, again, I say unto you, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, oh, dry bone, call them what they are. I read a quote last night. I put it on my Facebook from one of Vance Havner's old messages, old preacher, Baptist preacher. He said in one of his messages over there, he said, if you don't feel the need to repent, then confess it now. If we ever need America to repent, it's right now. Oh, you're not hearing me. Let me go ahead and preach right now. The Congress is about to take up the bill of gender neutrality and taking away father and mother in the House of Representatives. And I'm telling you, if we ever need a revival, if we don't even know who our father and mother is, we don't know whether they're male or female, it's time we have a revival in the church, and God will send a spiritual awakening to our land.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org, and I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.